Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Glad you guys are joining us today. And if you're just joining us, you've missed quite a bit as we talk about one of my Just Got Back trips. I just got back from St. Kitts and Nevis. And when I say I had a great time, man, I mean, those islands are definitely luxury, but you can also find some good deals and some really good value there too. So it's not going to break the bank completely. Doc Bill?
Well, I agree.
You want to make sure I get a deal when I go to these places.
Well, definitely got to get a deal, particularly since we got to pay for it.
Absolutely. I want to have some more, you know, vacations along the way there and some more time to go and visit some of these places. But, you know, I mean, it's really a great value. I mean, there's lots to do, lots of places to see. But, you know, you were describing the islands, and I think a lot of times people really want to know what is it going to be like for them when they visit some of these places. I mean, what is the country really like? And you mentioned the size and how St. Kitts is a little bit larger than its sister island of Nevis. So, yes, so it's a little bit larger. But, you know, St. Kitts is more of going to the cosmopolitan area, you know, where you have all the bustling city life. A lot of the cruise ships come into to port there. You have shopping malls. You have stores to go to. And then when you go over to Nevis, it's a lot quieter, fewer people, beaches. I mean, there are lots of beaches on both of the islands. So the celebrities really have found that, and they consider that their playground.
Well, they do. With a lot of hiking there. It's, you know, a bit more volcanic than the other island. And again, that secludeness, the elevation you get from volcanic islands is great because the terrain changes. You can change climate and temperature by moving up. And that's a nice chance. I mean, it's a nice option to have versus being on some tropical islands that are just flat. I mean, the island may be elevated as much as, you know, 4 to maybe 10 feet. It's just flat. This gives you a big difference in terrain and things to do and the vegetation.
Yeah, absolutely, because you do have a rainforest there on St. Kitts. Because St. Kitts, their highest mountain there is 3,972 feet. And Mount Nevis over on Nevis Island is 3,232 feet. So they get up there a little bit.
Put that in perspective, Brasstown Ball is around a little bit above 4,000 feet in height. So you're a bit lower than Brasstown Ball, but it gives you an idea of the elevation relative to Georgia, what you're dealing with.
Well, you know, that's true. And if, for people who like to hike, as you mentioned, that would be a great thing to do, to hike some of those mountains and also to try out some of the rainforest area. Now, in terms of when to go, in terms of no rain, because, of course, when you go to these tropical places, you want to be able to do the things that you want to do without having the liquid sunshine. So the driest months are February until April. And the average rainfall is about 55 inches in St. Kitts and 48 in Nevis. So they don't get a ton of rain, but when it does rain in these tropical places, I mean, it can put a little bit of a damper on your vacation.
Well, what comes out their mouth? What language do they speak?
Well, they do speak English there. You know, you may find a little bit of a dialect, but they do speak English on the island. So there's no problem with getting around because, you know, the British did colonize the island. So they do speak English there.
You speak English in Britain?
That, yes, they do. Although they would say that we don't speak English here in America. It's what they say. But, you know, in terms of telephone service, you can use your cell phones there. I mean, while I was there, as I mentioned, I, you know, misplaced my phone and was in a panic to find it. But cell phones work there just fine. And as well as service from, if you're staying at someone's home, you know, the phone service works just fine there, as well as at the resorts and hotels where you may be staying. So no problem with staying in touch. Same thing with Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is widely available there. If you are so lucky to have a service where you can stay plugged into all of your social media, that's no problem traveling around St. Kitts and Nevis either. You can stay connected to your Facebook page, Twitter accounts, and all of those things as you drive around.
Do you have to pay, as far as tips goes, do you have to pay people for extra on services or not?
Well, you know, tipping is appreciated because the islands, you know, are very similar in terms of, you know, employment opportunities. So if someone gives you great service, definitely show your appreciation by giving a tip. And that does go across the board. So tipping is great for hotels and restaurants. About 10% would be a good amount to tip, as well as taxis are tipped about 10% as well, or whatever your transportation is, because you may be taking a private bus or something like that you've rented. So, yeah, definitely think about tipping. Absolutely. Absolutely.
How about currency as far as credit cards and debit cards, things like that?
Well, the currency, you can use your credit cards there with no problem at all. They are widely accepted at hotels, restaurants, stores, everywhere all around. And dollars are accepted, too. The only thing is that the currency there is called, it's called ECS, the Eastern Caribbean currency. And if you pay in dollars, you will probably receive your change back in that currency. Now, you are listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and the show is being brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Now, you can find out more about how you can schedule your own very secluded beach holiday getaway. The water may not be turquoise here in the U.S. all the time, but hey, those beaches are beautiful right down on Sapelo Island. So check them out at SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com. Now, Doc Bill, you know, we talked about the food already, but what about the driving? Because I know you like to get out and do your own thing when you're traveling.
Yeah, I like to get a rental car, or if that's not possible, hire a driver and, you know, have the driver take you around the island. A lot of these places, you can get the driver to take you around at a very low cost. And I heard it takes about 2 hours to get around the island of Nevis. It's about a two-hour ride to circumnavigate the entire island by road.
Well, you know, they do drive on the left side of the road now.
No, I'll be driving on the right.
I think you better drive on the left side with them. Now, also, too, they do have seatbelt laws there as well. So you do have to wear your seatbelt when you are visiting there. So you can't just, you know, think you're going to cool it while you're there and not abide by some of the same laws that we have here. So definitely wear those seatbelts. Now, what about dress code? Because, you know, a lot of these islands where we go, we are ready for the shirts, the swimsuit, you know, for the guys to go shirtless. You know, we're ready to, like, really cool out and take it easy and just have that casual vacation.
Apparently, there's a dress code there at St. Kitts and Nevis.
Well, yes, there is. You know, the short shorts, the bikinis, the bare feet, the chests, and things like that are perfectly fine on the beach. As a matter of fact, that is welcome on the beach. But it is considered inappropriate when you're going shopping, running around town, or going to restaurants. So you definitely want to cover yourself up and just, you know, carry something nice and cool and breezy for, you know, those evenings and having those nice dinners, like I mentioned before, while you watch that sunset. And, of course, business attire, if you are attending meetings, is definitely what you want to go with. Because our guides with the tourism department while we were there were dressed in suits and skirts and tops and everything while we were zipping all around. So they definitely had on their business attire.
No overalls?
No overalls. Well, I didn't make it to a farm, so I don't know. At the farm, they may have on the overalls. But now, what about wildlife? And I'm not talking about, you know, the tourists that are going.
Well, they have something which we don't have here. Well, we don't have here a lot in this country. They have monkeys. And they're a lot smarter than dogs.
Well, I don't know. Our dog Jack would probably debate you on that one. But, you know, because if Jack had that, you know, thumb that he could use to grab things, I think he would be probably equally as smart. But you're absolutely right about the monkeys. And you see them everywhere, especially when you go to the rainforest or more, those natural wooded forest areas. You see a lot of the monkeys. And they're kind of cute to watch. And they didn't really interfere with us too much.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, it's amazing that you see monkeys in the Caribbean and parts and certain varieties in South America, but you don't have any in North America.
Yeah. I guess that's a good thing. We can go to the zoo, though, and see those, so it's no problem.
That's true.
We can go there and see them. But now tell me this, though. Did you know that, here's another bit of trivia, that the smallest hummingbirds are in St. Kitts. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. They have a variety of hummingbirds there. They also have, like, I think it's almost like a translucent hummingbird moth that's also present in those in the Caribbean islands as well, which is an insect, but it looks sort of like a hummingbird because it's so big.
Wow, that's very interesting. I did not know that, and I did not see that either. And, of course, you know, those folks who like to travel, like ecotourism or those natural kind of tourism, nature tourism, you know, you can definitely do that. Coral reefs, volcanoes, the rainforest, we've mentioned that several times, dry areas. Great for people who are really interested in nature tourism. You'd love St. Kitts and Nevis for definitely for that type of travel.
It's true. And again, the ocean has a variety of wildlife, stingrays and also barracudas, which are also a good tasting fish as well.
Oh, great. Love the food. Now you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You guys sit tight. We'll be back in a few minutes on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt.